Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Go.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson, and join us for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan is brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, as we get ready for the season openers, we'll be talking with Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert about this year's Tigers team and their season opener Friday at home against Johnston. Cedar Falls looking to improve on last year's 6-4 record. We'll be joined by Waterloo East Athletic Director Tim Moses. Tim will fill us in on the hiring of new football coach Carlos Anderson and Waterloo East now being a member of the new Iowa Alliance Conference. We'll get the latest on the Waterloo West Wahawks with Coach Lonnie Moore. Coach Moore will preview this upcoming season and West season opener Friday night against rival Waterloo East. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will be here to tell us about the 2022 Sailors. We'll also preview the Columbus's Class 1A Top 10 matchup at Dyke New Hartford coming up on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Join us for the next hour. The Coach's Huddle will be back talking Tiger football with Brad Remmert, the head coach for CF, right after we take this quick timeout. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Our great host for years here for the Coach's Huddle. Appreciate Steve Plummer and his all-star staff for the great hospitality they provide us every Wednesday night. And we'll be here every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 throughout the 2022 high school football season. I always like talking about Tiger football, and Brad Remmert, the head coach for Cedar Falls, joins us. Coach Remmert, now entering his 18th year guiding Cedar Falls. And, Coach, hope you had a great summer.
It was a great summer, Mark. Good to be back here and seeing you. It seems like we just left not too long ago. But it was a good summer. Kids lifted hard. Had a chance to throw the ball around and run some drills during the summer. And here we are 2 days away from game number one.
Well, I'd like to ask, first question is, your coaching staff. You have a very talented veteran crew. And acknowledge who's helping you out this season.
Absolutely. You know, one of the cornerstones of our program, one of the things that the kids know what to expect, and that comes from having some real stability in our coaches. And offensively, we got Ken Koltoff returning with the offensive line and coordinate the run game. We got Jake Mueller coming back. He's running the pass game, working with the quarterbacks and receivers. Defensively, Matt Humpel's our defensive coordinator. Chad Remmert's back with the defensive line and running our special teams, and Paul Wolf's running the D-backs. We got two new faces, but they're not new faces to us. They're old Tigers that are back. Regis Baskerville's helping on the defensive side of the ball, and Tyler Sorensen will be helping with the offensive side of the ball and doing some of our tech stuff. So varsity staff, we've got some of the old rocks are back, and we've got some new additions. Also want to mention our sophomore staff. Jay Tepley returns in his second year as the head coach. He's got two new assistants, Luke Gillette and Wilmot Wellington. They're doing a great job of getting that sophomore team ready. And then some of the other guys that we have, Don Fortner and Mark Uscor, back to head up the film crew. Pete Waters, our trainer, is back. And Kyle Soldwich, our longtime stat guy, unfortunately, he is not coming back. He had a child. He and his wife had a child, which is awesome. Congratulations to them. He's going to be tied up, so Josh Votes is going to take over the stats. But a big shout-out to Kyle Soldwich and what he's done in keeping the Tiger history intact.
All right. Well, appreciate the information. And how many kids are out for football this year?
Well, our varsity roster, we're kind of like an NFL roster. We're a 53-man roster, and we didn't have to cut anybody to get there. So we actually added a sophomore up to get to 53. So we got 53 kids out of the varsity. We have 31 sophomores out for sophomore football, and then our freshman team is in that 45-person range there. They're a combined group at Pete and Holmes forming one freshman team, and they kick off tomorrow night at Johnston.
Okay, well, let's dive in and find out about this Cedar Falls football team. You have to answer this question quite a bit. Quarterback, have you decided yet on who will be your QB number one coming up Friday?
Absolutely. We have two kids coming back. Both had opportunities to play. Hunter Jacobson was our two-year starter that got hurt in week six. Gavin Stege played some, and unfortunately he got hurt. Tate Hermanson came in and played week nine and started our playoff game for us. Those two have done a great job working with each other, pushing each other at this point. Gavin's not 100% at this point, so Tate Hermanson's going to get the nod there. He's had a fantastic summer. Both those kids have. And I know once Gavin's back and healthy, it'll be a real good competition for the quarterback spot. But we're happy with what Tate has done to this point. He can make throws he couldn't make at the end of last year because of some of the things he's done with strength and preparing himself. So Tate will get the nod at quarterback.
Well, who's ever going to be your quarterback is going to be anchored by somewhat veteran offensive lineman.
Yeah, we were young. That was a young spot for us last year. We moved some sophomores up last year to play in there. But those kids now, whether they played last year, sophomores, we can consider them veterans. And you look across the table, we got Jacob Peters, at one tackle, Hogan Simmer at one guard, Ty Koltoff back at center, John Henry Hines played guard last year for us some, and then the newbie, shall we say, is sophomore Will Tompkins. So we got four veterans back in there with a sophomore that has some promising snaps ahead of him.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, the head football coach at Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls getting ready for their season Friday at the Unidome against Johnston. And offensively, in some of the skill position areas, that seems to be where there's going to be some vacancies from guys that graduated from last year.
Absolutely. That was a solid part of our game with Trey Campbell and Caden Jansen, our two tight ends, Sorensen and Will Lynch. Those guys have moved on. A few of them playing college football, one playing college basketball. So that group, though, we got some young guys in there, but there's been some healthy competition. We see us playing five receivers. Derek Woods, a basketball player, didn't play last year's back. He looks really good. Logan Rose doing a great job. He's a junior. Tate Bakula is a receiver that's doing a good job there. Caden Smith and Mitchell Darst. So we feel we have like five guys that come in there. They all bring a little bit different skill set to the table. So they're going to have to band together to replace that production that we left with some of those guys that graduated.
And defensively, for the Cedar Falls Tigers, some holes to fill as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the anchors of this deal and who we have to lean on is going to be Drew Campbell and Andrew Lagschulte. Those two kids in our front four played a lot of snaps for us last year as sophomores. They're juniors now, so they're in that upper echelon there. We're looking at other guys, Jordan Jones-Whitaker, Noah Thayer, Robin Cook, Ian Bowenkamp, and Corin Fookman up front. Linebackers are all going to be new. Kyron Terry, Drew Goodrich, and Drew Langer with Shea Busco and Noah Backus. Those five will be in the mix. And then our secondary, Carter Slotman and Ben Russell played last year, played snaps for us, so they're back. We got Caleb Whelan, Colin Coonrat, Ian Mura, Woods, Nolan Plagey. We got a lot of fresh faces back there, so we're excited to see what they can do against Johnston.
This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. We're talking with Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmert. Cedar Falls, we take on Johnston on Friday. Offense, defense, a lot of times games are decided by special teams, and you have an outstanding kicker.
Absolutely, and you're right there. Early on, games are decided. You think back to that Johnston game last year, it came down to a few opportunities that we didn't execute in the kicking game. And those are the things we have to be sharp on here in week one. But Jake Holstein returns. He's our kickoff guy. He's our extra point field goal guy. And he's also our punter. Strong leg. He's a third-year varsity player, and we're expecting big things for him. We think he can be a real weapon for us in the field position era situation there. Our snappers, Shea Busco, baseball player. Didn't go out last year's out this year. Has done a great job so far with the snapping duties. And then Ryan Bowling's going to be our holder. So we're going to count on those guys along with everybody else that has to contribute in special teams. But those are our key guys that are going to be touching the ball a lot.
Coach, I'm getting fired up here. You're talking about all these kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's that time. Yeah. You know, these kids have worked hard. I'm proud of what we've done. We're light years ahead of where we were June 1. You know, mm-hmm. I walked in June 1, and you kind of get that, uh-oh. What's this whole thing going to look like in the next 8 to 10 weeks? But I'm happy with what they've done. I'm proud of what our coaching staff has done to try and get these kids prepared. We don't have a huge roster, but we have kids that come out there working hard, and they're just excited to try and play against somebody else, against Johnston on Friday night.
Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Who will be the captains for Cedar Falls?
Yeah, you look at the captains, and we have six of them that ended up. We took a vote. Normally we take four, all right, but we ended up taking six. Jake Peters is one. Drew Campbell is one. Jake Holstein is one. When you look, Drew Goodrich is another one. That gives me four. I got to look at my other two here. You kind of caught me. I have these written down. I got to pick my other two of where they are. I apologize for that. Jacob Keeler is one, and Ben Russell is the other. There's our six. So we're going to take a little bit different approach. Normally we do four captains, and then we do two game captains each week. We're going to take these six, and then the coaches will elect one extra game captain starting in week two. So those guys, we got good leaders, and it's the right thing to do because there were some ties with those guys in the voting. And rather than trying to separate the ties, we know what those guys bring to the table, and they deserve to be a captain.
Well, you open up Friday at home against Johnston, a game that you lost last year on their home field. on a last-second touchdown, 28-22. You're familiar with their head coach, Brian Woodley, somebody that went to Cedar Falls High School. And what do you expect from this Johnston team? Last year, I know they hurt you with their good quarterback.
Yeah, Coach Woodley, the wood dog, the mayor, the governor, he's always shaking hands with people and everything. But, you know, it's fun to have a rivalry, a little bit of rivalry with someone that you haven't had one with for a while. And Johnston's somebody that we haven't played. So it's been fun reconnecting with Coach Woodley, his family. We've known the family for a long time. His dad was a longtime college coach. His brother's the head coach at Grandview. Got another one coaching college basketball. So great, great coaching family there. So that part's been fun. Reconnecting with Coach Woodley, and he's going to bring in a quality team, and they put pressure on you offensively. They're going to spread you out, and they're going to use four wides all the time, and they're changing plays on you, a lot of RPO stuff where it's run pass option, kind of interesting personnel. Their quarterback that hurt us last year has since graduated. He did get hurt after a few weeks into the season, so the two kids that are back this year both played snaps last year. One's a junior there. He's going to get the start. And the other kid is a familiar name if you're a Cedar Falls folks, is Will Nuss. If you remember Chris Nuss, Cedar Falls grad that played at UNI, had a great career up at UNI, was like a three-sport all-state athlete at Cedar Falls. His son, Will, is the sophomore, and you're going to see him also for Johnston. I imagine they're going to trade off, but do I think we're going to see both of those kids on Friday?
Talking with the Cedar Falls head football coach, Brad Remmer. This is the Coach's Huddle. And what's your biggest challenges, biggest concerns going into that season opener? Not just Johnston, but the game in general.
The game in general. When you look at it, first we're going to play a quality opponent. They were a playoff team. You know, sometimes we're misled 4 and 5. But because of the RPI system, the five teams that they lost to were quality teams, and they had a couple quality wins on.
And they qualified to the playoffs.
They called the player. They're part of the top 16, so they're a playoff team for last year, even though they had that 4 and 5 record. So we know we got a quality opponent. So other than Johnston, what you always worry about, how young kids react the first time they're playing a varsity snap. And when you look across our lineup, we're going to have some first timers, some newbies out there. Mm-hmm. All right, and you want to see what happens when the lights come on. Are they blinking or are they fine? And that. And the big thing is you got to take care of the football, Mark. You know, we can't go around and put the ball in the ground and give up big plays and that. So we're focusing really on the fundamentals to go out there and play a clean game, limit the number of penalties that we have. We know there's going to be some bizarre stuff that happens week one. There always is. You know, if you told me we were going to get two field goal attempts blocked last year against Johnston, I would have said, no, that's not happening. But you know what? It did. And it was crazy, but yet we still had a chance to win that game at the end. So things are going to happen. We just got to limit the mistakes and make sure we go out and play fundamental football.
All right, we do this every week. This is the Coach's Huddle, and we ask question of the week. Final question before we let you off the hot seat. All right, Coach Remmer, how do you try not to put too much emphasis on a season opener? Because you've been talking about this game for about a month now.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we did, and this came up in our media day. Somebody, they asked us at media day, which was 2 or 3 days in practice, what do you see from Johnston? And actually, at that point, I said, you know, we're going to worry about Johnston when it comes to Johnston week. We'll do a little bit with it, but we got to worry about ourselves right now. We got to figure out the pieces to the puzzle and get them in the right spot. And I think that's been the mentality, is just work on the fundamentals. We know we had Johnston. We were working on some of their sets and stuff, but our primary focus those first 10 days, the first 2 weeks, once we got to actually put on the helmets and pads and stuff, was what can we do with the Cedar Falls kids that we have to put them all in the right spot? We've shuffled some kids around since that first practice, and I think that's been the key to us. And now we've spent the last four practices really dialed in on Johnston.
Brad Remmer, thank you so much for your time. Good luck Friday night at home at the Unidome against Johnston, and 7:15 kickoff?
Exactly. We got a 5 o'clock sophomore kick. We should be good because UNI's not playing. They don't have a game this week, so we should be all right with that. And then it'll be 32 minutes following that sophomore game. So hopefully we're between 7:15 and 7:30 kicking it off for the varsity game.
Thank you again for your time.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Brad Remmer, head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Coming up next, we'll talk Waterloo East, and we're going to hear from the AD, Tim Moses, when we return. Coming live from Peppers, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom-imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, think Shirt Shack.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
There you go.
Welcome back. This is the Coach and Tuttle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub here on this Wednesday night. We're here every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7 throughout the high school football season. Joining us now is the athletic director at Waterloo East, Tim Moses, now in his third year as AD, filling in for DeCarlos Anderson, the head football coach for Waterloo East. He's preparing for his game on Friday. We hope to get DeCarlos on later on in the season here. And, well, Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Quick background about yourself. You are a Waterloo native, and if you would, quick resume.
Well, Mark, first of all, let me just apologize for Coach Anderson for not being here. He felt extremely bad. He was kind of caught up in the moment. He didn't have this on his radar, and he just kind of overlooked it. And so he wanted to make sure that he'll be here the next time we meet. So
awesome.
But to give you a little bit of background information about me, yeah, I'm from Waterloo, Iowa. Moses, part of the Moses family tradition. All of my brothers and nephews all went to Waterloo East and played football there. And also, let me throw this in there too, because I'm a part of the Montgomery family. So we got a long lineage or legacy of tradition at East High School as far as football.
That's royalty.
Yeah, it is royalty. And you know, to also mention, I might go back to 1934. Big son William Flowers was a former football, a relative of ours that started East High back in those days. So, yeah.
This is a busy time for you as athletic director. A lot of sports going on right now. And in your 3 years at Waterloo East, what have been some of the improvements and renovations that have taken place as far as the athletic department has gone?
Yeah, so some of the renovations that we're making currently at East High, we're just doing a lot of things to improve the perception and image of the campus. The banners in the driveways and parking lots as you pull into the East High campus, and we've got some window screens that we're doing and door signs, and I mean we're trying to make the kids feel like, you know, there's a lot to be excited about at East High School, and so we're trying to create a new culture, Mark. We're trying to create a new culture and change the image and make kids feel good and feel proud about being a part of East High football and East High athletics.
We talked about DeCarlos Anderson, your new football coach, prepped at Waterloo West, and now is your new head football coach. And what did you like about DeCarlos? Why did you hire him?
What I like about Carlos, DeCarlos brings a lot of energy. He's very passionate about the game of football. You know, with that being said, you know, he's taken over a program. He's only been there for 8 weeks. A program that where the kids literally had the rug pulled from underneath their feet, you know, and so he's working very hard to reestablish and to build that program back up. And, you know, Carlos is, you know, he played collegiate football at Iowa State, played behind Darren Davis at Iowa State back in the early 90s. So he's got that background. He's also been a coach out in Oakland, California at the high school level. So, you know, DeCarlos, he's very committed. You know, and he's committed to the player development. And what I mean by player development, it's not just about the athletics. It's about being a student athlete first. And so he's passionate, and he's really determined to help East High turn things around.
We're talking with Tim Moses, the Waterloo East Athletic Director. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers. Big news for Waterloo East, of course, your new league, the Iowa Alliance Conference. Now, this would not be for football, but for your other sports. And so far, so good. You've only had a handful of athletic events so far, but Waterloo East has really held their own so far, including a big win for your volleyball team last night at Fort Dodge.
Yeah, a huge win. Down two games and came back to win three. We got a first-year coach, Michaela Montgomery, who started at Drake University, was on a full ride there, was a team captain at Drake. And Michaela's, you know, she's got a tremendous background with the sport of volleyball. She brings a lot of energy, and, you know, she coaches a lot of club volleyball on top of that. And so, I mean, it's, again, surrounding our kids with good people that believe in them and want to see them do good things.
Coming up on Friday, it's the big game between Waterloo East versus Waterloo West at Memorial Stadium. Guess how many times this will be these two schools meeting?
Let me guess. It's got to be 110.
You were very close.
Yeah. I wasn't around for those early ones.
All right, 110th meeting. Anything the fans should know about going to the game, when it starts, or anything that you want to share?
Yeah, sure. There's a 5 o'clock kickoff, 7:30 varsity start. Parents that have middle school students need to make sure that they attend the game with their middle school students and just don't drop them off. Mm-hmm. But, no, it should be, you know, Mark, I'm, you know, Coach Moore has done a fabulous job over at Waterloo West, and, you know, he's really kind of he's got his stamp on that program right now. You can believe that the one thing that those guys are going to do is they're going to play hard and they're going to be disciplined. And so I think, you know, we know what we're getting into, you know, and I have to take my hat off to Coach Moore. I've kind of watched him over the years and the things that he's done with that program, and it's been very impressive. So, you know, and so we're just excited about the opportunity to play football. You know, we're building a program, and, you know, so, yeah, football, you know, you could throw out the win-loss records between East and West High. You know, it's one of those games where, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 0-5 or 0-6 or 0-7 at the time you play. You know, it's East-West, so, you know, it's neighbor against neighbor, Hatfield versus the McCoys.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for pinch-hitting tonight and joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck with your athletic duties at Waterloo East, and go Trojans, and thank you so much again for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Mark. I appreciate it.
Tim Moses, the AD at Waterloo East, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we'll talk with the head football coach for Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore. When we return, coming live from Peppers, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650, The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
How can you get a new Ford vehicle fast and easy? Custom order it with Bill Caldwell Ford. Custom orders receive priority, so you get your vehicle sooner. Get competitive pricing with incentive protection and no market adjustments over MSRP. With over 35 years in the business, Bill Caldwell Ford is the name manufacturers trust to deliver a customer-friendly experience. Start your custom order now at BillCaldwellFord.com. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel, think Shirt Shack.
And go. Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. Mark Simpson with you, coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season, we are here. You can learn about what's happening with the Metro football coaches. Week one, Waterloo West will be taking on Waterloo East, the 110th meeting between those two longtime rivals. And we're nice enough to be joined by my good friend, Lonnie Moore, now in his 14th year at Waterloo West. And does that make you feel old?
No, not really.
Okay.
You know, the kids make me young. You know, being around them is a great experience.
Okay. Well, Coach, first of all, who are helping you out this year? Let's give credit to your assistants, please.
Yeah, we got a great staff, you know, and some of the guys have been around a while, and especially with the guys who have been through the program. So I got some guys who are alums and been through our program. We start off with our defensive coordinator, Nick Lowe, offensive coordinator, Eric Harbaugh. Our D-line coach is Nick Lamphier. Our O-line coach is John Dunford. And then we got our DB coaches, Brian White and Joe Davis. And Joe is also our head sophomore coach, or our head JV coach. We had a JV this year instead of sophomore. And then D'Angelo Newman is our offensive coordinator on our JV team. And then we got our three freshman coaches, which is Ryan Dabney and Nick Pfeiffer, and our head coach, Jerry Johnston.
I follow you during the off season, and you made some comments that you were pleased with the what your guys did during the offseason. It sounded like they really went at it.
Yeah, we really got a number of guys who put a lot of work in, especially since January and especially June 1st. You got those guys that, you know, really want to, you know, turn things around, and they don't like what they've seen in years past. And that group has done a great job, not only in the weight room, but in the all-season conditioning, in the 707s, the team camps, and those things. You just see that stuff and the work they put in. It makes you excited and ready to go.
All right. How many kids do you have out for football at Waterloo West this year?
You know, we're over 100 kids total in our program. We haven't had that in a while. A lot of it is we got about 40 to almost close to 50 kids on our freshman team, which is good. Our varsity team is up, but we have some sophomores up that helps out. So we're probably about 45 kids on the, our varsity team. And then our JV team is knocking at about 30. So we're doing a great job at over 100 kids in our program, which is good to have those kids out. But the good part about it, we got the right kids out. You know, every time it's not about numbers. You know, if you got a lot of kids out, but we got the right kids that's out for football right now today, which is good.
Waterloo West head football coach Lonnie Moore, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. And you always want leadership to guide your teams. Who are the captains here in 2022 for Waterloo West?
Yeah, we have four captains. All four were voted on by their peers. A couple of things we do at Waterloo West, we have a 150-point dedication system where the kids gain 150 points on things they do in the offseason. And if you want to be a captain, you have to earn 170. So these guys were voted on by their peers after earning over 170 on the offseason. Kyle Elliott, who's a senior for us this year, returning player. Cavell Fay, also a senior. Alex Willis is a senior. And then also Therese Smith is a senior. Those are our four captains that were voted on by their peers.
And it sounds like Alex Willis will be your starting quarterback this year?
That's correct. Alex will be our starting quarterback. He got his time last year to kind of see everything, got some time to play. Does a really good job for us running our offense. Just his improvement over the all season has been tremendous. You know, from day one, June 1st, when you watch him to now, he's making better decisions, being a leader out there, doing great things. So I'm very pleased on what his work ethic has taken.
Now, it sounds like you have a lot of upperclassmen, but maybe some of those guys don't have as much playing experience as maybe you would think of with, you know, guys that are juniors and seniors.
Yeah, one of it is, you know, we do have about 17, 16 seniors this year, but over half of those guys did not get the playing time because we played a lot of seniors, you know. So, you know, we had a senior running back that split time, a senior quarterback, three of our four receivers were seniors, you know. So a lot of seniors played last year, but, you know, these juniors and some of these sophomores, they're juniors now, got to sit in the wing and kind of watch and learn from those other guys. So we got not only a young but also an inexperienced team. So I'm very, very excited for Friday just to get to see our team and what they can show on Friday when the lights turn on and what they're going to do. It's a great experience to see those guys and how much we improved from game one to game two to game three and on four.
And I always admire seniors that may have not seen much varsity playing experience go out for football because it's easy. Oh, I didn't see much playing time and want to try something else or you know, maybe get a job or something. But to be out there, it really shows their dedication to the Wahawk football program.
Yeah, and I kind of mentioned that earlier when I said we got the right number of guys. Yeah. We got the right guys out. You know, we got guys that's committed to the team, done the things they need to do in the offseason. One thing you'll learn is if they're not committed or they have nothing invested, you know, they just show up on day one, then it's easy for them to quit. You know, it's easy for them to get up. These guys are invested in what we're doing, and they've done a great job, so I'm very excited to see that.
Well, Lonnie, we know with your background, the mad scientist, you guys are going to score points at Waterloo West defensively. What about the Wahawks this year?
You know, I'll be honest with you, that's probably the most experience we have coming back defensively. Not as much as offense, but we got more experience defensively. I think Coach Nick Rowe has done a really good job with the defense and make sure we concentrate on just the little things. But defensively coming back, you know, on our defensive line, we got some guys like Keegan Nystrom, who played a little bit as a sophomore last year back for us. Drew Hunley, he's a junior. We actually brought him up at the end of the year as a freshman. Anthony Chris is playing there. Trayvon Higman was a kid who played as a sophomore last year. And Xavier Teague is also on that D-line. You also got Dalton Aldridge, who's a sophomore, is going to play there, and Dan Listo, a junior. So we're still kind of young there, but we do have some guys that came up and played early as freshmen and sophomores. So that's kind of where our experience lie at. All three linebackers are gone, so we got three new linebackers sitting in there with some experience. We got Bryce Westermeyer, who's a sophomore, Andrew Klein is a junior, and Brandon Ball is a junior. So we're young at that spot with a lot of young guys with some guys who can play. And then at the defensive back, we bring back a couple guys. You know, Jacob Moller's a kid we brought up at the end of the year. Therese Smith's a senior. One of our captains is going to be at a corner. Kyle Elliott's another senior that's going to be a safety. He's returning. But Courtney Gladney is a new returner for us at the other corner. So we're at the same position all over the field with, you know, not a lot of playing time, some, but we got probably more guys on the defensive side than we do offensively.
Lonnie Moore is the head coach for Waterloo West, now entering his 14th season. And, Coach, I know you guys really made an emphasis maybe about 5-6 years ago about special teams. And talk about your special teams this year.
Yeah, we did that, and we really knocked on the soccer door program, and we did it again this year. So our last two kickers both were kicked for us for 3 years. Muhammad Dajic to last year's kicker, Jackson, all played 3 years for us. And this year we did the same thing. We went to the soccer coach and said, hey, we need somebody else to come and kick for us. And right now we got Alan Dershy. He's a sophomore, okay? One thing about Alan is he doesn't know too much about football at all. So he's learning some of the roles. He's got a really good leg. He's improving every day, as he's shown us that as he learned to kick and those things are going to be very important to us. But he's going to have some downfalls this year because he just really don't know the game yet on why there's certain things. So once he learns that and be good, it's going to be really good for it. But just as a sophomore, he got a really good leg and it's going to help us out in all phases of the game.
I was looking at your schedule, Coach Moore, and the thing that really stands out, you're going to play 6 games at Memorial Stadium this year.
That is correct, and we really took that to key. We love playing at our stadium. I've mentioned this many times before. I think we got one of the best stadiums in the state. You know, yeah. I like the atmosphere there. I like everything that goes on, so that's really good for us to be right in our home field to play these games. So, and we only got to lead the Cedar Valley 3 times, so that's going to be really good. Also on our budget, too, so it works out pretty well.
All right, you take on Waterloo East coming up on Friday. They have a new head coach, Carlos Anderson. What concerns do you face going up against a new coaching staff?
I mean, just like any time you go against a new coach, you just have no clue what they're going to do. There are some positive and negatives to it. One thing about positive about it, we got to concentrate on ourselves. We didn't have to no scouting report. We didn't have to worry about watching film. We worked on ourselves all week and make sure we prepare our kids for anything and everything. So we don't know what they're going to do. They're definitely going to know what we're going to do because they do got some coaches on that staff that's been there before. So we really got better as a team, I think, because we worried about just us for the last 3 weeks. So that's the good thing about it. We just got for whatever they throw at us. I think our kids are ready about that. And I know DeCarlos a little bit. I know you have those guys ready to go. So, and there's always a rival East-West, so it's going to be no matter what happens, they're going to be a sight to play us. Our kids are going to be a sight to play them, so it'll be a great atmosphere out there.
All right. What concerns you the first game of the year? You know, maybe not just East, but, you know, as I was talking with Coach Rammer earlier, in general, what concerns you?
I think the number one thing that concerns me is just making sure we got the right kids out there and getting them some rest. You know, you get a lot of kids on that first game that cramp up or just out there too long. So that really concerns me, and making sure we play a lot of kids. We make sure our kids are fresh and make sure we're ready to go. So that's probably the number one thing that concerns me to anything. Other than that, our kids understanding that it's Friday night lights now. You know, it's time to play. We shouldn't have to, like, turn the light switch on or anything like that. But we got to make sure we're focused and know what things and taking away little things as penalties. We can't have penalties. We can't have offside calls. We can't be not having 11 guys on the field. All that stuff has to be ready to go so we can make sure we are successful on Friday.
Lonnie Moore, before we let you go, our question of the week here on the Coach's Huddle. How do you try not to put too much emphasis on the season opener, because this is the game you've been, you know, have circled on the calendar here for the last month?
Yeah, it's kind of hard, especially when you play your arch rival first game and then not to even look at week two, you play your second one right in the Cedar Valley for the Metro Championship. So we try to just continue as coaching staff, focus on us, try not to bring up the opponent at all, especially since we know what they're doing. So we just try to do that. The rivalry and the excitement of bringing self, you know, to themselves, their kids know each other. They went to middle school together. They go to the same, you know, the sports flex and play basketball. So I don't think we have to do too much. We just got to make sure we focus on us. So we tried our best as a coaching staff to make sure we just worry about what we need to do, how we need to do it, and we'll see what happens on Friday night.
Lonnie Moore, thank you, as always, for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck Friday against East, and look forward to talking with you next Wednesday night here at Peppers.
Thank you for having me, and go Warhawks.
Lonnie Moore, longtime coach for Waterloo West, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Coming up next, we're talking Sailor football with Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus. We're coming live from Peppers. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858. And we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Live from Pepper's, this is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Our first show of the year. Great to be back. Big audience here. We're having fun here on this Wednesday night. We'll be here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Just a programming reminder, we'll be joining the Cubs baseball game, the pregame show in progress right at the top of the hour. Then we'll have the Cubs-Cardinals game from Wrigley Field. Joining us now is the head football coach for the Waterloo Columbus Sailors, now entering year number 9, Brad Schmidt. Sailors on a roll, qualifying to the playoffs the last 3 years. They went 7-3 last year, and they'll open up Friday at Dyke New Hartford. And, Coach, thank you very much. You had a great summer because you were a part of the coaching staff for the at the Iowa Shrine Bowl for the North team.
Yeah, yeah, we got to link up a couple weeks back, about a month back, and, you know, it's always great seeing you, Mark, because, man, football season's upon us, and, you know, while it might not be the most thrilling time to go back to school, it also means football's here, so let's get her going.
You were telling me on our last show, right before you took on, started the playoffs last year, you know, you still, we got to get those kids in the weight room. That's a huge emphasis going into next year. Did you see that the kids take that commitment during the offseason?
Yeah, 100%. And I can't speak better words about our strength and conditioning coach, Nick Bellamy. He puts in a lot of time, and he's very, very cutting edge in the strength and conditioning world. He does a great job with our kids. He works them extremely hard. He pushes them to their limits and, you know, creates – creates new ceilings for them. And, you know, the adage we always say, you know, you don't win the games from August to November. You win the games from November to August. And our kids, albeit we don't have a ton of them, but there's a lot of kids that have put a lot of time and effort into that weight room and doing the running and lifting the weights to get themselves in his best possible shape for this upcoming Friday.
And before we dive into this year's Waterloo Columbus football team, Coach Brad Schmidt, tell us about the assistants that help you out.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been lucky. We've had a fair amount of continuity and consistency in our staff since I've been there. You know, one of guys helping out across the board, Dan Knipp, who coached me when I was in high school. He's been coaching for about 25 years. You know, appreciate all he's done for Sailor football over the years. Mitch Ram's been an assistant with me. I think he's going on his sixth or seventh year, so he's been with me, you know, since he graduated college. Nick Bellamy, like I said, he's our strength and conditioning coach. He's done a great job, you know, in the strength and conditioning role on top of, you know, his on-the-field role. Jeff Westhoff is our defensive coordinator. He also has done an excellent job, and he's sent, you know, his, what will be now his third kid as a senior. He's had two other kids in the program, and he's you know, been a critical piece in our success over the years. And then Caleb Besley, who played for us in the 2019 team, was a first team all district offensive lineman. He's cutting his teeth into the coaching world, and Bess has been a nice addition. And you know, it's nice to be in that position where you have guys that are now coming back and willing to help out. So, you know, he knows me, I know him, and you know, I really appreciate the work that these guys have put in over the summer, because we don't get paid a whole lot. You don't do it for the money, but you know, it's been a lot of fun, and the guys have really really put some work in.
Brad Schmidt, he's the Waterloo Columbus head football coach, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. And the big question going into this year, quarterback Carter Lockhart will take over. You lost Carter Gallagher through graduation, who had a tremendous three-year run as the starting QB for the Sailors. And tell us about Carter Lockhart.
Well, we're actually going to run the single wing this year. No, I'm just kidding. No, Lockhart's been, you know, he's one of those kids that's put a lot of time into the weight room. And, you know, he's tipping the scales by about 190 pounds. I mean, he's a big, strong runner. He's got a strong arm. You know, he's shown good growth this summer. You know, he was the JV quarterback for us last year, and you know, being behind a kid like Gallagher, who had the amount of experience and you know, snaps played that he had, you know, he kind of saw how it was done. And you know, they're not the same kind of quarterback. I mean, last year was we were very, very run centric. You know, in terms of having the quarterback carry the ball, where Carter's not going to be a guy that we run 15 to 20 times a game like Carter was. You know, and part of that was the scheme we had to adjust because of injuries last year. But, you know, we got a good stable of backs, two good backs, good fullback that we really like carrying the ball. And then we got some good receivers that, you know, he could throw it out to on the perimeter. So, you know, like I said, he's shown good growth, and you know, we're hoping he continues to grow as the season progresses.
Brad Schmidt is the Waterloo Columbus football coach. Last year, the Sailors go 7-3. You're in Class 1A District 3, along with Applington, Parkersburg, Central Springs, Denver, Dyke, New Hartford, East Marshall, South Hardin. You need the Alabama, the New England Patriots in there too. That is a tough district.
You know, actually, Mark, you know, not to correct you, but we actually play Beckman, Cascade, MFL. Yeah. I think it's District 3. So, you must have looked at Dyke.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Our non-district is Dyke, West Branch, Vinton.
Okay.
So our non-district is tough, but yeah, we're in. I think it's District 3 where we play MFL. Who was a quarter finalist last year? Beckman, who was a semifinalist last year. Obviously, we open up with Dyke this Friday, who was a semifinalist. Cascade made the playoffs. They got one of the top backs in 1A. So yeah, I mean, here in Northeast Iowa, you know, the district you just mentioned, District 4, and then District 3, there's some quality football teams right there. And We played AP last year in the first round, and they gave us fits. We played Dyke early in the season. So, yeah, there's a lot of teams that, north of 20 and east of 35 that in our class that can play ball. So, there's really no weak spot. It's kind of reminiscent of, back in our 2A days when we'd play Waukon and North Fayette and, Monticello and those teams that, meat grinder, I think you used to phrase it as. So, yeah, there's no easy weeks in this year's schedule. But at the same time, that's kind of how it should be. I mean, you want to keep the kids' minds sharp and prepare each week like it's your last.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the head football coach of Waterloo Columbus. Sorry about the confusion there.
All good.
You take on Dyke New Hartford coming up on Friday. The Radio Iowa High School football poll came out. You guys are number 10 in the state. Dyke New Hartford number 3. Last year, you played Dyke New Hartford good early, but they just kind of wore you down. They're so physical and so big, and they just kind of punch you in the face. That'll be a tough, needless to say, a very tough game coming up on Friday.
The nice thing about playing a team like Dyke, in week one is you really get – it's a measuring stick as to where you're at with your program. I've told the kids all week long, we have unbelievable respect for Dyke. What they've done over the years, dating back to Coach Wilson and what Coach Betts has done, with that program over the years. I mean, they're a gold standard program. And to be they have what we strive to be. And, if you want to be in consideration or in the same conversation as programs like Dyke and Beck, the teams that are playing in late November, year in, year out, you want to play those teams. And to be in that consideration, you have an opportunity to beat them. So, Dyke does things extremely well. They don't make mistakes. They're coached very well. They're tough. And they've done the same thing for a lot of years. And I have the utmost respect for them, like I tell our guys, you can't fear them. You can't fear anybody when you go out and you're strapped up in between the white lines. So, we definitely respect the heck out of Dyke and what they've done and what they've built and where they're at. But we're ready to play and we're excited for the opportunity.
Dyke New Hartford 11-1 last year, reached the semifinals in 1A, and Coach. Before we let you go here, we have our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle we like to do with you guys. And how do you try not to put too much emphasis on the season opener? Because as I was, you've been preparing 4 weeks for this game.
Right. Well, and, if you think about it, it's like you started June 1st and, you kind of have, especially a game like this where you almost had it circled because it's such a big game where, our goal is to go out and not necessarily worry about what Dyke is doing, who Dyke lost, who Dyke has playing, but focus on what we do and just trying to execute at a high level because, it's a long season. It's August, right? And the goal for us, the goal every year is we want to be playing football in November and we want to get better every day, and to compound that, we want to get better every week. So this is going to be a great measuring stick as to where we're at with this group of guys, what better opportunity or what better way to look at it than playing the number two ranked team in the register, number 3 ranked team by the Iowa radio people. I mean, it's going to be fun, and we're looking forward to going out there Friday and lining up against somebody new.
Brad Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. We'll talk with you next Wednesday, and let's talk about a win, okay?
That would be amazing, Mark.
Thank you, Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, as we wrap things up here on the Coach's Huddle. Again, this week, Cedar Falls is at home against Johnston. You can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, with coverage starting sometime between 7:15 and 7:30. It's the big game at Memorial Stadium as Waterloo West and Waterloo East hook up for the 110th time. And then you have Waterloo Columbus on the road at Dyke New Hartford, a top 10 matchup in 1A. Waterloo Columbus, number 10. Dyke New Hartford, number 3. So really intriguing matchups for the Metro teams coming up this Friday. Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great host, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Tomorrow morning, you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Hey, have a great evening. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be back next Wednesday night from 6 to 7. I'm Mark Simpson. You've been listening to the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.